Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello you, hello you, 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 and you. Wow. It's the first day of the month, September. September 1st. Wow. It's happening. We are live in Manchester on Radio Africana. And I'll be your host. My name is Shei Oluwasogo. Talking about Manchester. You all know what it is like here in Manchester. We call it Rainchester for a reason, because it's always raining. But we've had different kind of weather today. It's been raining, it's been sunny, it's been windy, everything. But well, let's get excited about today's program. And let's get excited for what we have left of the year, because now we've gone through 8 months, and we only have 4 months left. And in this last 4 months, something great is about to happen. Welcome to Posh Peace Couch. I'm sure you're wondering, what is Posh Peace Couch? Well, I'll start with introduction then. Well, I'm Posh P, and my name is Shei Oluwasogo, and I'll be your host. And the couch, well, the couch is a seat. The couch is a chair. The couch is a safe place. It's a safe space to talk, to express your vulnerability, to pour out whatever you've been in through. And I'll start with asking a simple question that people take for granted. How are you? And that's a simple question that might sound. I'm going to ask you that question again, everyone back at home, people that are listening to me right now. How are you? How are you today? Whatever that question, the answer that you have for me, well, fortunately or unfortunately, I might not hear you, but I hear you. I see you. I can empathize. And that's the whole purpose of this show. That's the whole purpose of the couch, where you can express yourself. The couch is about therapy. Therapy, how it should be, where the mind meets the streets. So there's gonna be a lot of things to talk about on this show. This show, it's not gonna be me alone all the time. Today, I'm gonna be the only one here. So far, it's the first show and it's for the introduction. So on this show, we'll be having different guests on all walks of life. We'll be discussing their past, present, and how we can help to shape their future. I'll be discussing even I myself as a person ended up as a therapist, because that's actually where I started from. I'll be discussing the stigma around therapy, especially in our community, Black people and minority, and how we can normalize it. How we can normalize therapy in our community. Therapy, it is what I'm really passionate about. And I want to help people as much as I can to let you know that it is okay to talk about your problem, especially the trauma from the past. Right, so we will take a quick short break, and when I'm back, we will dive into the full episode and we can talk about everything I've got in store for you guys for today. So right now, we listen to a song right now called Remember by Asake. Stay tuned.
I know you want some, but this time I know who the baby, you know I know that you're doing wrong. Jaja, give it to me, Jaja, Jaja, my shaki to go. Skip the liver, the match of the Babylon, I don't know your dog. Give it to me, Jaja, Jaja, my shaki to go. Skip the liver, the match of the Babylon, I don't know.
Hello, 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 welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, that's a song by Asake and it's called Remember. And I'm sure we all have a memory. I specifically use that music for a purpose because everything we go through in life, it's all memory. And sometimes, or it is a trigger and you remember things, either good or bad. So that's why I've using that song, Remember. Right, let's dive in into what we are doing today. So on this debut episode, I actually don't want to really name it a specific topic today, but all I can say is I want to celebrate the culture, and that's our culture as a black person or minority. And I'm going to try as much as possible to get the whole point out before I finish this episode. On this Debbie episode, we'll celebrate the richness, resilience, and uniqueness of being black. This is therapy as it should be. This is where mind meets the streets. And I'm here to normalize therapy, especially in the black and minority community. Yes, we are rooted in pride, strength, and vibrant culture. Yes, our accomplishments are often go unacknowledged. We explore what it truly means to embrace black identity. We also dive into the struggle, the nuance of reality behind common phrases like very strong. These are phrases that are used often to describe black people, very strong. While the intention of this phrase are actually a good one, it's meant to praise you. This phrase carries a lot of layers of expectation and pressure that can impact mental and emotional well-being. Together, we unpack these experiences. We'll be offering reflection, insight, and space for honest conversation about identity and self. Right, let me give you a short story about myself as a person, because I feel like you need to know me before I can introduce you to something. I need to sell myself to you. And that's what I'll be doing right now. Right, a few years ago, I made a bold decision with my life when I changed my career path and chose to pursue a career in counseling and therapy, psychotherapy precisely. At this time, it felt like a stepping into a completely different world, a world I don't feel it belong to, a world I don't quite expect someone like me to be there. I was the only black person in my class. That fact alone was strong. It was intimidating. It's a strange environment. It was intimidating. And honestly, at that moment, it was very isolating. But I made a conscious choice. I will embrace this. I will lean into this discomfort and stay true to what I really wanted. But that is actually what I genuinely wanted. By the way, I had a degree in electrical engineering. I had a degree also in IT, management in IT. But it wasn't fulfilling, and that's actually not where I want to be. So no one around me seems to understand my choice. Not even my friends, my family, not even my mom, because I was very close to my mom. Well, I am still close to her. To them, it didn't make sense. Why would you give up a stable job for this? They would ask. Are you sure this is the path for you? These questions carried a lot of weight. Those questions, even though, are asked out of concern. But there were moments, even myself, I felt unsure. When I stumbled under the weight of doubt. Moments when I thought maybe I had made a mistake. But despite all of that, something inside me refused to let go. I knew this was my calling. I knew that even if the path was hard, even if it didn't make any sense to anyone else, this is what I wanted and I needed to see it through. And I know a lot of people have also been in that situation where you're thinking, oh my God, what will I do? But you know what? The richness of being black, and that's what I'm actually discussing right now. I mean, I didn't say this is only black people that can do this. Every other race can do that. But I'm celebrating my own culture right now. The richness of being strong. But you know what? Looking back, I realized that this is a part of a larger story. One that many black people can relate to in some form. Resilience, persistence, courage, and the ability to rise after falling are qualities that are often tested over and over in our lives. I faced numerous challenges, setbacks, doubts, but I always found a way to get back up. And here we are today, reflecting on that journey and understanding the value of staying grounded even when the world doesn't fully understand your choices. And I'm sure I'm talking to someone also who is in doubt, who is thinking, what is going on? What am I doing to myself? I'm saying, stay strong. Stay strong. Because now, in few moments time, it might be years, it might be months, but your celebration also will come. The challenges I faced wasn't just personal. It was also cultural. Remember, I'm celebrating culture today. It was cultural. I discovered early on that no one around me could truly relate to what I was doing. No one asked me, how are you? What is this? It's not because they don't care. It's just because they don't feel it's needed. That question, how are you, seems simple, but it is incredibly powerful. It opens up space for connection, for understanding, for empathy. But for many black people, we are socialized differently. From a young age, we are being told to be strong, to push through, to endure. You are very strong is a phrase that commonly used to describe black people. You got it together. You are a man. Men don't cry. That's what they tell our men. That's what I grew up with. You are a black strong woman. That's what they tell the ladies. Be strong. I am black. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. It's actually, as in that, it doesn't have to be. But because when you really, really think about it, that phrase carries a lot of meaning. It becomes a burden, a pressure to perform, to hide your vulnerability, to keep moving forward, regardless of how you feel inside. And you know, when you don't feel good inside, your outside is not good. You cannot be productive if you're not feeling it. Before you can get anything right, you have to get it right in your head. So, nobody care about that. Even moments of recognition, like someone saying, well done, there's no weight around it because it's an expectation. When you go to school, you have a degree, they say, well done, because it's a normal thing. You must have a degree as a black person. The pressure to immediately continue succeeding over and over again, to continue to prove yourself can be very overwhelming. And it's not because people don't care, It is just because empathy and emotional expression is not in our culture. It's not encouraged. Instead of being able to pause, reflect, and ask for support, we lean just to nod on. We continue silently enduring and to carry on the weight of expectation quietly. You just suck it up. Just keep doing it. Wow. How to pause so we can digest that. I see you. Whatever you're going through, this is why I created this space. This couch is a couch for vulnerability. That's why I created this space. Posh Peace Couch is a space where we can slow down and speak honestly about how we feel. A space where we can acknowledge our struggle, celebrate our small victories, and reflect on the journey without judgment. This is a space where we can say, I need help, and be met with understanding, not assumption. A place where the achievements, no matter how small they are worthy of recognition and celebration. When I first embarked on the journey into counseling and psychotherapy, there were days where I felt completely out of space. I wasn't confident in my ability. I didn't always know if I was making the right decision, and there were moments when I felt like giving up. But what kept me grounded was the knowledge that this path was mine to walk. Even with all the wobbling and staggering along the way, I stayed afloat. I reminded myself that resilience isn't about falling. It's about always finding the strength to get back up. And that is what we actually as a black people are strong in doing. It's always about finding the strength, trusting the process. I discovered one of the most beautiful truths: our struggle can become the foundation for growth, understanding, and empathy. Being black doesn't mean we have to bottle up everything inside. It doesn't mean we have to be invincible or that we must have it all figured out. No. We are allowed to stumble. Yes, you can fall. We are allowed to feel uncertainty. We are allowed to seek support and encouragement. Yet, often, our culture teaches the opposite. Be strong. Endure. Push. Don't show weakness. That message is what has been repeated over and over the generations. And that is why I'm here today. So we can actually tone it down and give a room for, I need help. How can I walk through this? I've gone through this. Can you help me? The Gen Z call it soft era. We need to embrace it. We need to embrace that softness because we don't just have to be hard on each other. Yet, it's our culture. It teaches us to be strong. We don't show weakness. And this is why I felt the need to create a space where those unspoken challenges can be addressed openly, with honest, without shame or judgment. On this couch today, we celebrate identity, culture, and accomplishments. We reflect on the ways in which our heritage shapes us, gives us strength, and equips us to encourage to navigate life challenges. But we also acknowledge the real pressure and struggle that comes along being black. The high expectation, the silent endurance, the lack of emotional check-ins that are often taken for granted in other communities. Here we are confronting those realities and creating a space to share, process, and heal together. I hope I'm speaking to someone today. I hope I hope you're feeling and you're enjoying this topic. And I hope you're vulnerable, even yourself. You're thinking, oh, wow. See, there's a lot of topic we're going to talk about. So not today, as in we'll unravel a lot of topics, a lot of things that we've been through. I've had my trauma, so have you. But you know what? We will normalize talking about it because it gives us strength. It doesn't weaken you, actually. It makes you stronger. Right, because I'm going to open my line so people can actually call and talk and we can engage. Or if you want to send any messages or you want to me to read anything that you have, please, you can send me a message on Instagram, which is Poshpi the Therapist. That's my Instagram handle. Or you can use the one for this show, which is Poshpi's Couch. So we have the one Instagram for the show. It's called Poshpi's Couch. We have a TikTok, which is I'm live on TikTok also, which is Poshpi Therapy. Poshpi's Therapy is my TikTok. So you can send a message to me there or DM me. Also, I have a website, and it's poshpitherapy.co.uk. And I have an email. You can message me hello@poshpitherapy.co.uk. If you have any message, if you have any advice, if you have anything you're going through, and you feel like you want to share, this is a space you can share with us. So when I'm back, I will open up the line. And I can talk to people. I will give you the line to call in a minute. And then we can start talking to each other. But this is introduction. This is what it's all about. It's a safe space where we can all explore our vulnerability. And I'll be back. Thank you.
Sometimes when you know day, she be that you are the call when you know day. And I know for diamond to be show face. Ah, show face. Oro you are follow gbon fun oloye omo ololong gba lode me clock you do not go why me for old age. Ah, old age. I just want things to get better. Kopo godun pa for me. I be working money cheddar and you move buga buga. Yeah, I swear I can't deny, I swear I can't deny. Yeah, I swear I can't deny, I swear I can't deny. I just want things to get better. Go go do wa. Me have working money cheddar. I need more buga. Buga. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I got it. That's why I got it.
This is striking deals.
Massive.
I delicate just buy new private jet. And you see me, my grind reduce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see who get before. We no get again. Now why my morale they boost?
Alone.
My soldier the shiny boots. I know they follow anybody catch a cruise. Now my debt is get business with my 32. I don't see who there is money collecting, baby. Bad boy Jago go feel relate. I saw they walk up who I see not on my cake. Put all my enemies to shame. I focus. Pay the price, baby, say no cost. Go much and last year, go church. That ugly boy, we no fear for the creaker. Back then, don't get
fucked. I just want things to get better. Kokpo go dumpa. Dumpa me, I be working money cheddar. And he move a buga. Yeah, I swear I can't deny. Yeah, I swear I can't deny. Things to get better. Kupo go dumpa. Dumpa me a working money cheddar. I need more buga. Buga. Yeah. I swear I can't deny. Yeah. I swear I can't deny.
Start to the push, start to the matter now money. Pick the no commodity for settings. Procrastination fit on the matter don't need. Shanu me ya Rabbi. They will let you what's up. Every supper getting your worst up. I say Ronaldo define the World Cup. After the rainy days, there come the sunny days. The mission must be televised. No be everyone for UK. Now you be okay. 95 want to make them paralyzed. But we go there okay. We get belay, get a due date. Can you see the convoy? Police for my in-laws. Girls love it when they come around. Around,
around. Find something to get me out.
Hello, 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 you, and you. Welcome back. Yeah, the song you've been listening to, the first one is actually Get Better by Fola and Zlatan. And yeah, I want it to be Get Better. I want it to be better. That's why I'm here. That's my purpose of creating this space, so we can get better. And after that, you listen to Joy Is Coming, which I believe is most of everyone's favorite song. Joy Is Coming. When you get better, then you know joy is coming. So I think that's actually a very good song. Right. So I'm opening my line now, which is 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. You can either text or call, then I will read it from here and we can discuss whatever you feel like you want to discuss on the show. Anything you feel like is personal, but you can share. You want to ask me a question? I'm here to answer. You want to share your experience of how Black culture has shaped you? You can also ask that question, and I will answer, and we can all discuss about it. Right. So, before we actually finish tonight, because this is the very first episode, I will take a moment to celebrate this milestone. I mean, my milestone, because here I am on a radio show, and this radio show is gonna turn to a podcast. We watch out for that. I will let us know about that. So I'll celebrate my milestone from that little boy who was struggling to find his career together, and here we are. I'll reflect on how far I've come from the uncertainty and skepticism of the past to the courage and resilience that brought me here. I'll also think about the feedback that I hope I'll get from you people. The feedback I will receive, the conversation I hope to spark, and the connection will build along the way. Because this is a community. I'm building a community here. A community of black people that wants to heal. A community of people that want to be vulnerable so they can move forward. And the connection will build along the way. This is just the beginning. And every step forward, every voice heard, every story shared is a step towards creating a community rooted in understanding, support, empowerment, and empathy. I call it our safe space. Being black is a gift, a tapestry of resilience, culture, courage, and pride. But it also comes with challenges. It comes with pressure. It comes with expectation. And those things are not always easy to navigate. Poshpit Couch is my way of acknowledging all of this. The highs and the lows. The struggle and the victories. The silent endurance and the joy of connection. It is a space for authenticity. A space for healing. And a space for celebration. Together, we can embrace our identity fully, support each other genuinely, and share the kind of encouragement that has been missing in our life. But this is a space where we all can thrive. You can tell me, Sheyi, I need help. Where I can say, yo, please give me a shoulder to lean on. Here, we don't have to pretend to have it all figured out. Here, we can express. We don't deceive ourselves. We don't form, I got it together. We don't say, yes, no. We help each other. When one fall, someone is there to pick you back up. Here, we reflect. We grow. We can be black. We can be authentic. We can still be vulnerable and proud without apology. Therapy doesn't always about talking to someone like me, actually. Therapy is not just about talking. We have different forms of therapy. Some people find solace in the gym. That's their form of therapy. They work it out. They run. They go on a hiking. That's a therapy. A workout is a therapy. Cooking is a therapy. That might be your thing. That might be your safe space sometimes. You'll be like, you know what? I'll just cook it out. And one of the guests that will be on the show will be also be a chef, which I've already spoken with. And she will be telling us how cooking has helped her to shape her life through therapy. You know, therapy is not customized for anybody. Either you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a politician, you even need a therapist. And your therapy can actually be anything. It can be cleaning. Some people love to clean. And that can be your therapy. It can be shopping. I mean, stereotypically, that's for women. Women love shopping, and some of them call it retail therapy. And I agree with them, because it makes them happy. It makes them get away from whatever they are going through at that point in time. Yeah, just can be anything. especially in this Gen Z world, there are a lot of coping mechanisms. People have developed what is important in having a space to pause, reflect, then re-energize. Because that is the whole purpose. You need to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to take a break. You know what, I'm going to give it a rest. You know what, let me reflect. Then you can re-energize. Then you can start over again. Like I said earlier, when I was in uni, that was a point I was doing, that was my second degree. That was when I was doing business information system. And I don't understand what I'm doing. Literally, I failed most, if not all, my courses. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give uni a break. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to figure my life out. And a few years later, I discovered myself. And here I am. And anybody can do that. It's okay. You know, it's before when you... There's a pressure from family. Oh, what are you doing? Why are you not doing this? You're not a doctor. You're not a lawyer. You're not an engineer. Those are the three things you must be in African home. That is the culture. But no, it's not anymore. We are changing the... This is a street therapy right now. It's a street world. And we are adapting. We are blending. We are becoming a musician, an artist. We are becoming... See, we have a lot of TikTokers now. That's a thing. A lot of tech world. It's a lot of tech world. That's different role in tech now. I don't even know all of them because that's not my field. But I believe there's a lot of roles in technology that people are embarking on, which is beautiful. And that can be you. All you need to do is sometimes you need to take a break. You need to pause. Then you can re-energize to start again. You need a coping mechanism. I used to tell people that we all need a coping mechanism. It is because if not, you're just going to break down. You need to have a way to cope. And if you want to talk to me one-on-one, you can email me, like I said earlier, hello@poshptherapy.co.uk. I've got Instagram, poshp the therapist. I've got the other one, which is poshp couch. And we have TikTok, which is poshp therapy. So we can actually explore different things and we can talk one-on-one if you feel you need that. So I'm still waiting for people to send me a message. I've not received anything yet at the moment. Messages is on 0744-881-1570. Anyone on Instagram with any message also? And yeah, if you like to support or sponsor the show, please feel free to reach out on all the platforms that I've mentioned earlier, because we're going to need them. We need people to support us. We need people to sponsor. And then I can advertise for you right here on this show. I'm more than able to do that. And then we all can be happy together. So we're going to play this one more song, and then when I'm back, it's going to be the time for us to round up the show. I'll be back.
Vibes.
But you knew that.
Just go. I like the way I'm feeling now.
stress me, but right now I'm chilling. No.
Oh, oh, oh. Way out my feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
But you do that? I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your regrets, but my blues and rhythm now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. Oh, boy, you can't smart to you with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your regrets, but my blues and rhythm now. No, no, oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. Oh, boy, you can't smart to you with a stress me, but right now.
All I wanna do is jive. 220 on the highway. I'm about the energy. Baby, if it's good, send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed, I'm the best alive. You don't want to test the guy. You been sleeping on yourselves, you test it fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the highest in the room when the guests arrive, yeah. Ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my Ribena. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. Yeah, 16 bad, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
I like the way I'm feeling now. No, come use your regrets, but my blues are written now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm where you can smart to you with a stress me, but right now I'm chilling now.
Welcome, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Posh Peace Couch. Right, the songs you've been listening to is the first one is Joy. No, we've listened to Joy Is Coming. The first one we listen to is Ladipo Feeling. Feeling by Ladipo and Buju. That is the song we've been listening to. Right. So I'm still waiting on people to send their messages, but I think because my other phone is on actually live, maybe there's a messages there that I can't even read. So don't worry, we'll get better. We'll get better. We have more phones and more equipment for the show. So to round up the show for today, like I said earlier, the recap is we're celebrating the Black culture. And we're celebrating our strongness. We're celebrating our identity. The ability not to give up. The ability to strive. The resilience. We are celebrating our know-how. Strength. We are celebrating the fact that everywhere we are, people always know that this is an African man. Because we are strong and we celebrate it. But then at the same time, we are trying to explore our vulnerability. We're trying to explore the fact that we can cry. The fact that it's okay for us to break down. It's okay for us to talk about things. It's okay to normalize therapy. It's okay to feel the way you're feeling. But the thing is, you don't want to stay in that feelings. And how will you not stay in that feelings? One of the way you can take yourself out of that feelings is by talking to someone, a professional. Because a lot of our friends that you talk to, but the difference between talking to a friend and a professional is because there's no judgment. When you talk to your friend, trust me, they can use your topic as a form of their own topic in their next meeting. They can throw you. They can assist. No, you tell them something in secret, and then they go ahead and even use a form of blackmail. You know, the lifespan of people listening to someone is very short. So when you express yourself to your friend, especially when it's one time, two time, three time, they get bored. They don't want to hear it again because you become like, yeah, it's a norm. You hear it all the time. They get tired. But when it comes to professional, we are there to actually listen with no judgment. We're actually there to support. We're actually there to walk you through whatever you're going through. We won't tell you what to do. I think that's one thing people don't know about talking therapy. Talking therapy is not trying to fix or tell you what to do about your life. We're actually walking you through so you can have the outcome that you deserve. And that's the beauty of it. And it works. A lot of people tell me, does it actually work? I can tell you it works. Because I've been a client once before. And I still have my own therapist that I talk to. But before I came into therapy, I was a client. So it does work. And here I am today. And I'm encouraging you that Posh Peace Couch, it's a space, it's a safe space for you to express yourself. It's a safe space for you to talk about your problem. It's a space for you where you can be vulnerable and we can both work together to take you to the next step of your life. Thank you very much. I feel like it's been a very good first episode and it's going to be a time to call it a day for today. I'll be back next week. I'm sure next week when I'm coming back, I won't be back alone. I'm going to have a guest on the show next week. So follow all my platform so you can see all the buzz and the trailer. And I'll be telling you what is going to be happening. I'll run through it again. My Instagram, Posh P Therapy. My Instagram is Posh P the Therapist. The second Instagram is Posh P's Couch. My email is hello@poshptherapy.co.uk. My website is poshptherapy.co.uk. And my TikTok is poshptherapy. I am Shei Oluwasogo. And I'm signing out. And I say, God bless you. And talk about your problem, because it will work.
Make a cool my tension. I'ma give me a love feel like your body they call my attention. Big ways, fine face. I know go lie for you, a dark place for you. I'ma get a dark place for you. Follow me, make we chop life for Dubai. Anything you want, girl, I go buy. You dey put me for high tension. I want this one.
Radio Africana.
Come true, baby, I will stand by you with you. Girl, you are my woman, woman.